Oh, it's dark and it's cold, but we have got many layers on. And we're braving the evening, crossing a road safely, people, looking right, looking left, waiting for the green man. And we're heading out for a bit of a walk around our neighbourhood. Feel free if you would like to move. Perhaps maybe in the warmth of your own home, you can walk around in circles if you've got a living room that's big enough. Oh, that looks a bit icy.
I was going to say, I don't think danger got written all over it.
Definitely is danger. Yeah. Come and join us. Have a walk with us. Today we're kind of looking at ways, how can we keep moving during winter? Because when the dark nights set in, when the temperatures drop low, all I want to do is get home from work and put my pyjamas on.
Oh.
So how do you keep active? It seems so much easier in summer. What are the things and ways that we can kind of do whilst winter has set in? That is what we're looking at, this kind of idea about building active habits at our own pace. What does that mean for me, for Anna, for you? We could have a little think about that. So find however you wish to do, but see if you can keep moving for the full 20 minutes. Have a drink, sit down, take a pause if you need to. And just come and have a walk with friends. In the meantime, let's hand over and find out who's got a milestone shout out this week. Over to Ryan.
Hello, Slimming World podcast listeners. Speaking of body magic, one day I'll tell you about a disaster I once had with Lycra. But we'll save that story for another time. Anyway, let's find out who's been winning at life this week. Here's today's message.
Hi, I'm Andy, and I'm a member at Steph's West Hallam Group. I'd like to celebrate raising over £1,000 for the Slimming World Smiles charity by walking 27.5 miles, carrying a rucksack weighing 25 kilograms. This was the equivalent to the 4 stones that I had lost on the Slimming World plan.
Congratulations, Andy. Wow. Absolutely incredible. 25 kilograms. I mean, it's sometimes you kind of so often thinking about stones and pounds, aren't you? 25 kilograms. If you lifted that on a barbell or a dumbbell, it'd be flipping heavy. So to carry that in a rucksack, the equivalent of what you lost, is amazing. So congratulations. If you would like to leave a milestone shout out for yourself or for a fellow member, then go to our Instagram page at Slimming World Podcast and you can find out how to leave us a voice message. It's basically the same way we used to cue the ukuleles.
Can I just put that 25 kilo weight loss into a little bit of a reality? That is 5 miniature dash hounds.
Wow.
There you go.
That's a lot. They'd be quite difficult to carry in a rucksack.
Yes. Please, nobody put their miniature dash hound in the rucksack.
So anyway, we're walking down a high street and one of the ways that me and Anna kind of really started to kind of get some activity and movement in our life was just by walking. And actually we did a whole series of walking podcasts in summer 2022 for Slimming World to help people do this, you know, whether you were just starting, be that strolling through a city centre, around a town square, or in a field,
a
on a beach, you know, we did all these different places. So if you wish to, you know, you're a member and you want to find that, look for It's a Kind of Magic and you'll find the back catalogue there. But this message, Anna, about, you know, Slimming World's kind of talked about the food, it's talked about the psychology, about taking control, becoming your own expert. But this idea about building active habits at your own pace, I think it's an interesting one because I think a lot of people kind of know, well, yeah, of course I'm going to have to build some movement in if I want to lose weight. But there can be a lot of myths and mixed messages around this.
I think a lot of people are fearful of becoming active. A lot of people think that they need to be active to lose weight. They won't lose weight without it, that they need to go to the gym, they need to get sweaty, they need to be doing it every single day. Like, I think there's a lot of fear mongering around activity. There's also a lot of joy taken away from it. And there's also like the thought that you have to almost not enjoy it is what I find. Like, I see people who in group who have not yet become active, when you talk about it, the fear that it can really bring out in people, especially if you struggled with your weight. I know with someone, you know, 4 or 5 stone ago, the thought of being active terrified me because of being judged and things like that. So I think it's knowing that with body magic, this is your activity to choose at your pace, at your time, because what works for me isn't necessarily going to work for you. Like, you love going walking up hills in snowy conditions, or you just do it for fun, whereas I'm like, oh, that's not my bag. But if you said to me, Anna, can you walk to the hairdresser's, which is a mile and a half, I'd do it. Do you see what I mean? So it's about saying, actually, how can you fit this in for you? How can you do it, most importantly, in a way that you know you will do consistently? Because I've been active and hated every second of it, and after a month I've stopped doing it. Has that ever happened to you with activity that you've not enjoyed?
Yeah. I think the pressure that you can put on yourself, yes. You know, it can be quite a lot, can't it? And I think there's always like this kind of risk for me with physical activity. I struggle with comparisonitis.
Oh, yes.
You know, and actually you say like about me going and walking hills and things, but actually, whenever I'm walking at hills, there's always someone running or someone hardcore mountain biking. Maybe they've kind of walked, I don't know, for 5 hours and I've only done an hour. So, you know, there's always kind of another level, a next level. So you can kind of run a bit of a risk there in not just really celebrating the fact that you're out and you're moving, because I definitely think when I was a bigger person, it was difficult to even bother getting up if the TV remote control was on the other side of the living room.
The
you know, I wouldn't even know what to wear to go to a gym. The thought of if there was a mirror when I turn up to a class, I mean, I still struggle with that now.
I think they should be illegal.
You know, there are so many things. Or when you turn up, you know, maybe to a new class or a new gym, you're like, well, I don't know which weights, I don't know which resistant bands, I don't know what a step is. I mean, there was so much lingo to kind of learn. I think the number one thing that has kind of made me think, as a place to start, if I was where I was 5 years ago today, the activity videos that are part of the membership in the members area and the app, I think are a great way to kind of just get used to moving and see how you feel there. Really friendly, fun people. The music's cool. You know, I haven't always really enjoyed the dancing kind of classes. It's not really my thing. Zumba, I've tried it, had a bit of fun with friends, but like the strength, the balance, the flexibility. I've always loved yoga, but actually kind of learning to go a little bit deeper.
Yes.
And, you know, for my walking, I think I'd stopped walking for a number of years because I kind of thought, well, to do a proper walk, I need to walk for 8 hours, climb 3 mountains, you know, and carry a huge rucksack. But I've started doing mini hikes where I'll walk for an hour and that will be fine. And it's up
Don't
a little hill
to me.
And a little bit down. But it's like, I think the activity videos has been excellent in showing people if you just need to start from 5 minutes. But equally, I think, you know, recently I went and got the Magic Mover Award.
You did?
Because last year, you know, bear in mind this is my fifth rodeo at doing Slimming World, finally feel like I've kind of got
You're
a bit more
up.
In an even keel now. But last year I really kind of started to have, I suppose, the courage and the confidence. You know, I went from someone who didn't like PE. I didn't want to go. I didn't do anything sporty. You know, we're very similar in that sense.
Yeah.
I had, like, bought a gym membership and then never gone again. You know, I'd done that so many times. And the thought of doing kind of group activity scared the bejesus out of me.
Yeah, I get that.
But last year, I kind of started to push myself and I got the Magic Mover Award because I faced my fear and went and learnt how to swim.
I know, that was
like,
so amazing.
I couldn't put my head underwater. I didn't know how to breathe properly. And I learned how to swim and then I went on and I actually did a triathlon. And I can't even tell you, I cried as I crossed the line because I couldn't believe in myself that I'd actually had the power to do that.
No, because you remember we had a conversation on the podcast about swimming and you were like,
that's
right,
you
I'm going to go and learn. And you were like, I'm going to go and learn. But you didn't just go and learn, you went and did a triathlon. And I think that's a really important thing to note because many people listening may well be very active in their lifestyle, but actually, is there something new? Is there a new challenge? Is there something that will work you harder?
You know, if you are kind of enjoying casual walks, you know, what is there something else that you could kind of do? The idea about, you know, the flexibility of the body magic plan, you know, whether it be, are you doing something cardio? Are you doing something related to balance? Are you doing strength based? Perhaps you kind of doing the dance aspect, but you haven't really got anything strength. So is there another way you can pick that up? So if we kind of come back to like the topic, which is about moving more in winter.
It's quite hard, isn't it?
I think it is really difficult. I mean, the best thing to do, I guess, is find a buddy.
Yeah, that's a very good tip.
Find some way to be accountable. That, I think, is a major
way. I always found that if I felt like I was going to let someone else down, I was more inclined to do it. If it was just me I was trying to motivate or doing it for, that wasn't enough. But if I'd said to my friend, right, we're doing X, then I'd do it because I wouldn't want to let them down. So yeah, a buddy. And also a buddy makes it go quicker. It makes it more fun. It makes it kind of just that bit more of enjoyment rather than, oh God, I'm going to the gym or I'm, you know, I'm doing a Zumba or I'm going for a walk. Actually, I'm going to have a chat with Claire and we're going to go and walk a couple of miles. Do you know something that really helps
Distraction
me?
Distraction is the best key, yeah. Isn't it?
Do you know what really helps me? First thing in the morning.
So you can't talk yourself out of it.
Well, so before my brain has engaged, before I've brushed my teeth, before I have literally, I have my sports bra at the end of my bed. Doesn't matter if I'm doing it in my pyjamas. 20 minutes, diary in before my child gets up and then it's done. Because I know if I am left to linger, I also say I'm doing this indoors, by the way, because if I am left with my ability to think, my ability to wake up and the prospect, yeah, I'm just like, no, just do this, just do 20 minutes at home and you're done. And you feel so successful when it's the first thing you've done in the morning. You like feel like you know, I've ticked that off the list and then it's kind of almost done. But I always think I eat better as well when I've done it first thing in the morning because it set me up really successfully and you never regret it once you've done it. But the key to it is, for me, if I'm going to do it in the morning, I've got to have laid my stuff out. So, you know, if my sports bra's not at the end of the bed, it's not happening.
Yeah, I absolutely agree with that. Having a physical, visual reminder,
yeah.
You know, putting your clothes on the radiator so that you can see them. Getting them out. I think that is true. And you're right, because making it a priority, I think, is really interesting. Putting it in your diary.
Yeah.
You know, for my gym, I have to book into my classes.
Oh, do you?
So, and I can book in those 7 days in advance. And when I'm kind of, you know, in group, maybe kind of planning out my food for the week, for my activity, I've got that chance. But I suppose another part of, like, the tools that you kind of get as part of image therapy is kind of knowing yourself, this idea about taking control and yeah, getting to know yourself, because that's where, you know, for you and I, yes, mornings, we've learnt that we need,
yes,
to kind of build this in, schedule it, make it a priority, make it part of our diary in order for us to do it. For some people it may come really naturally,
yes,
like I didn't have a car for 8 years, so I had to walk to work. It might be that maybe I got public transport for a number of years, I got the bus, but could I get off a bus stop earlier?
Yeah.
Could I start kind of, you know, if you drive to work, could you start parking the car a little bit further away from the office?
Those,
so
little,
those little habits that you can kind of build in so that you're not kind of thinking, I'm now going to do some activity, I'm going to complete some body magic,
yeah,
I'm going to tick this on my food diary.
It
just feels a bit more natural,
yeah,
and it becomes like, you don't really have to think about it. It's ingrained. It's just what you do. Every Monday, you go to Zumba. Every Wednesday, you go swimming. You know, it becomes like the norm. When I go do the food shop, I make sure that I park, you know, on the far furthest space possible.
Yeah.
It becomes what you do.
Totally.
And I think that's where cracking with the image therapy, that you get to kind of know your habits, know yourself. And ultimately, I think when I go to group and I hear other people kind of getting their body magic awards, because you can progress and,
yeah,
log your progress and track your progress to work towards bronze, silver, gold and platinum as part of the Slimming World plan, then, you know, you kind of get ideas from others. And
what,
when you start
doing,
seeing other people in your group finding ways to build a lifestyle, I mean, I remember when we did an episode about, you know, having fun with body magic, and we hula hooped and we twerk ponged, as we spoke with Sam the other week, and she was talking about, you know, parkrun, or actually they've kind of relabeled it park walk now.
I love that.
Saturdays, 9 a.m. all across the country, you can find somewhere in a park near you a place where you get together with like-minded fun people. It's not a race, it's not a competition. You move 5 kilometers, whether it takes you 15 minutes if you're super duper, like, absolutely insanely quick, or maybe over an hour if you're just going slow and you're walking with a tail walker. But I think the point is finding a way of making it a priority.
Yes, that's
and using the tools that you get in image therapy to work out what is your, like, style, what is your hurdles,
what's stopping you as well.
Yeah,
I think addressing the thing that's getting in your way, something so simple, right? We're on a walk now, it's night, it's the evening, it's cold.
We could have bottled this,
but do you know what, we're both dressed well. Like, I know
that's what my neighbour says. She says no such thing as bad weather, only bad clothing.
Exactly. So actually, right, if in winter you're going to be active, don't go out in what you wore in the height of summer. Get yourself a nice fleece, some warm socks, and know what you need to wear, because if you get too cold, you're going to be put off, aren't you, and you won't do it again. So something just as simple as making sure you're warm if you're going out, or if you know going out is not something that you like to do, then make sure you can factor it in inside. You know, I've been very honest about my body magic. When I had a young child, was walking in shopping centres with a pram, because I knew I could walk our local shopping centre, top and bottom was a mile, and actually it was something I knew I could do. And in the warmth, it's a perfect thing to do in winter. But again, it's knowing yourself well enough to know what would stop you. So actually being cold, being tired, being bored, if they're stoppers, take them out of the equation.
See, something that I did recently, I have always hated snow.
Ooh, like, really?
Naturally, I'm a city girl who likes to stay indoors and be warm, you know. And over the last couple of years, I think what weight loss has done is it's allowed me to finally feel like I'm able to really enjoy walking outside and walking up hills. And I found, like, there's a metaphor for me behind climbing a hill and seeing a bigger perspective. You know, where I think it helps me kind of move
your head.
Mentally, it's really helped me. It helps me slow down. You know, the idea of, like, running, zipping around really fast, high intensity, I live it's a crazy constant. High life. Walking allows me to slow down, to really see nature, to get in touch with the seasons, all the hippie stuff there. But the walking aspect, I think it just I don't know, I've done a lot of it last year, but as soon as it got to winter, I was like, oh well, that's it then. But I kind of I kept pushing myself, and
what,
you know,
did you do in the before we met today, do you want to tell everyone? Because like, there's me.
Well, that's
like,
it. So
warm.
You know, it's been pretty snowy where I live. Well, Peak District's always flipping snowy in winter.
Even in June.
Previously, I would have shut myself off, and I have a crazy fear about falling in ice, slipping.
Oh, that's not
I don't
crazy.
Like it. It's not my scene.
That's realistic.
In fact, I don't like even walking down muddy hills. It just freaks me. It's just one of my things.
What's
but.
That?
I went for a walk out in the snow. I saw, you know, the sunset yesterday, today. It was just like walking through soft snow, and I instantly felt like at peace. Like, I was calm, and that's something that normally I probably wouldn't have done. But, you know, I've got the right clothes.
I went
for a walk with someone else.
Right, so you went
I was accountable. You know, I didn't want to let them down. I knew that they were looking forward to it. It's one of my friends who... He's quite risk averse, so he won't walk out on his own.
Oh,
so I felt like I needed to go with him to get him out, and we had a great time. It was amazing. Oh. We were like moving the snow out the way to see like signs and like old kind of Anglo-Saxon stones, and it was just a really kind of beautiful moment where I kind of stood at the top and thought,
wow,
I would never have done this years before.
But how empowering is that you have done it? Like, you'll do that again, you know. And I think it's because you had everything set up. You know, if you hadn't have had the right clothes on, you hadn't have said that you were going with someone else, you might have not gone. And a thing that helps me in winter is also to say, right, Anna, you're doing 20 minutes and you're doing it, you know, in a block, rather than saying to myself, I've got to do an hour. Because actually, in the cold, in the dark, I might not be tempted to do that. But actually doing something that's realistic. So setting really realistic goals in what you're going to do and when you're going to do it. Because otherwise, if it's pouring outside or snowing or you don't feel great, you just won't do it if it feels too much, will you?
I think you're right. And if we all wrote down on a piece of paper, I can't exercise in winter because, and we wrote down a list of things, our hurdles that stop us, I think it would be very interesting. Well, what's fact and what's fiction? What's opinion?
Yeah,
do you know what I mean? And actually, could you find a way round some of the reasons that you've written? And actually, maybe there are a few where you just think, well, no,
there's always that's a counter
fine.
Reason, isn't there? Like, I've got a knee injury at the moment. My hip's a bit dodge. I could find a million reasons not to. So I'm trying to say, Emma, actually, if you can walk, if you can do some stretching, that's absolute success. You don't have to have done 4 hours of yoga this week to make sure, mean that you're active. Actually, within your limits and within your parameters, go for it, but don't not try. Because I think that's the thing that winter can do. It can stop you trying because of the weather.
Yeah, I suppose the other thing is that, you know, it's January. How many of us, like, would normally sign up to a new gym membership in January, but by February we've sacked it off?
Yeah.
Because we tried to do too much too soon. We're also trying to use exercise as a way to help us lose weight more quickly. And the myth is that the exercise will help you lose the inches and maintain your weight, but the food is where that you need to put the focus. To really get the weight loss.
Well, to walk off a pound, it's going to take about 9.5 hours. To run, about 7.5 hours a pound. So actually, do you know, it's much easier and faster.
I suppose that depends what your size is, doesn't it?
Yeah,
and you're, whether
an
you're
average.
Male or
yeah,
female.
That's what Slimmore did some research, and that's what they've worked out. And I think, but using that as some sort of barometer, if you want to lose 3 pounds this week, how many hours have you got to start walking around? Do you know what I mean? So food 100% is the quickest, easiest way to lose the weight. But we need the activity to tone up. We need it to boost the metabolic rate, to create lean muscle, because what lean muscle does is burn fat at rest. So I think it's knowing it's part of the greater picture, isn't it? But also understanding yourself. I think that's the biggest thing I've learned about activity, understanding what's likely to stop me and making sure I've got a plan so it doesn't.
Yeah. Yeah, and I think you're right. Walking has become my meditation, I think.
I love that.
Too much, I think, previously my head was in the past or the future.
Yeah.
It was very rarely in the present.
Yeah.
You know, sometimes if you feel like you're a bit stuck, you know, maybe in past times people would reach for a drink or they'd have a cigarette or something.
God,
you know, or have some kind of piece of cake to pass time, to numb out, to avoid what you're really thinking and feeling. And sometimes it could just be a case of popping your headphones on, putting on a podcast, finding an episode in the back catalogue that might appeal to you, and taking a bit of time out and just resetting and saying, what is the next meal I'm going to eat? It could be as simple as that.
Yeah.
Coming back to the present, because I think too many times we put pressure on how we want our future to look when we're not really concentrating in where we are today.
Well, you're losing sight, aren't you? You're not enjoying the moment because you're too desperate to look at what the future's going to be.
Yeah.
So, you know, I think really, I mean, my natural habitat is not a cold night out walking the roads, but I've had a nice time tonight, love.
Yeah, I mean, I'm looking forward to getting in my warm car
I'm
in a moment.
I'm not going to lie, that heating is going on in my car as quickly as I possibly can. But the sense of achievement you feel when you've done it is such a nice buzz, isn't it?
Yeah. So, I mean, we'd love to hear, what are you doing, like, to kind of move more this winter? You know, let us know. Maybe like Fiona, who we heard from the other week, who's wild swimming in the sea. I mean wow, doing that during winter, that sounds absolutely bonkers, but good on her. So we'd love to know, so come share with us, take some photos if you wish. If you want to share with us anonymously, you can. We're slimmingworldpodcast@gmail.com, or we're on the Instagram @slimmingworldpodcast. We'd love to kind of hear what you're up to.
Yeah, I'd love being inspired by other people's activity, because actually, you know, what you don't realise by sharing is there could be someone out there thinking, I need to try something new, and they share it and you're off to a flying start. So I just like watching other people being active. Did I tell you about the other week when I watched a fitness video? I didn't do it, I just watched it.
I think a lot of people could say yes to doing
that.
Yeah,
I just watched
it. You just want to see how it is before you commit to doing it.
You know, exactly. I was having a brew and I thought I'd just watch him do this. It was lovely.
So you know what? It's whatever works for you.
Yeah.
If that's your idea of getting into fitness, Anna, good for you.
It is my idea of getting into fitness.
So, get in contact. And hopefully, you know, if you are maybe Slimming World curious, maybe it's good for you to know that, you know, there is an activity program which is there to support you as part of your Slimming World membership. It's not just about weighing into group or, you know, getting support with food. There's much more for the online digital part of the membership. And yeah, and hopefully that can be something that can help you. Next week we are doing a members only podcast, so members of Slimming World can listen to that via the app or the Slimming World members website area. And yeah, members questions, that should be pretty fun.
Oh, I'm excited for that.
Don't forget to send us your milestone shout outs. We'd really love to hear a variety of people from all over the country, men, women, older, younger, you know, movers, not movers, wherever you are, let's celebrate the small and big wins that you're doing right now, because, you know, that's
how it
should be.
They're worth celebrating, yeah.
Absolutely.
Don't slip on that ice, love.
I'm not going to slip on that ice. We're off to go and get warm. Oh, hope you do too. Thanks for being with us, and we'll be back very soon. Goodbye.
Bye for now.